They're coming from everywhere, Miss Virginia. This way, right here. Here we go. All right, y'all make something pretty. Turn your Bibles with me to the book of Numbers. The book of Numbers, chapter 15. This week has been a week of remembrance. As we remembered the 12th anniversary of when terrorists came and attacked our soul. Winston Churchill once said, "Those that fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it." I want to say that again. Those who fail to learn, church, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. If you will not learn from history, this means you are going to repeat it. It's happened time and time and time again where people have not learned a lesson from things that have taken place, and then the same thing happens again. If this quote is true, then what is it that we need to remember about the past, our Christian past, and history, so that it is not repeated once again? So let's look at Numbers chapter 15, verse 32. Numbers chapter 15, verse 32. Scripture says, "While the Israelites were in the wilderness, they found a man gathering wood on the Sabbath day. Those who found him gathering wood brought him to Moses, Aaron, and the entire community. They placed him in custody because they had not been decided what should be done to him. Then the Lord told Moses, 'The man is to be put to death. The entire community is to stone him outside the camp.' So the entire community brought him outside the camp and stoned him to death, as the Lord had commanded Moses." Verse 37, "The Lord said to Moses, 'Speak to the Israelites and tell them that throughout their generation they are to make tassels for the corners of their garments and put a blue cord on the tassel at each corner. These will serve as tassels for you to look at so that you may remember all the Lord's commands and obey them and not become unfaithful by following your own heart and your own eyes. This way you will remember and obey all my commands and will be holy to your God. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God.'" The death of this man, church, seems kind of cruel when we look at it, doesn't it? I mean, he was gathering sticks on the Sabbath day. It seems kind of cruel. The death of this man was due, church, to him not remembering who he was. Now, think of it, the cause and effect. This guy was gathering sticks on the Sabbath in the woods, probably to heat himself or to cook. What should have happened is he should have done it the day before, right? He should have had somebody do it the day before. Or he should have stockpiled on Wednesday for Sunday. But church, the death of this man was due to him not remembering who he was, who he belonged to, and what God had specifically told them to do and what not to do. Well, I don't get it, Brother Kyle. That still seems severe to me. I mean, he was stoned to death for picking up sticks on the Sabbath day, collecting sticks. Well, turn with me real quick over to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 15 says this: "Remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. That is why the Lord your God has commanded you. Does that say asked you? Pleaded with you? No, it says God commanded you to keep the Sabbath day. To keep it. No work. Relax. Now, grace has pushed us away from this. Amen? As some of our ladies learned this past week. And, you know, the Old Testament is a covenant or agreement under what? The law. The New Testament is a covenant under grace. But church, what we see taking place here today is this man was picking up sticks. Shouldn't have been. God said, kill him. Why? To make an example. Keep my commands. Keep my commands. Do y'all remember a few weeks ago when we talked about Saul, King Saul? After he did what he did, Nathanael came and said, listen, it is better for you to obey than to sacrifice. God wants our obedience, church. So, what do we need to remember? And looking at the grand scheme of everything that's taking place in this scripture, what do we need to remember that God will continue to protect the United States and keep His hand on us? What is it that we need to remember? Because remember, the very first thing I told y'all was the quote from Winston Churchill, those who fail to learn from history are doomed to repeat it. What is it that we need to remember, Miss Susan? What is it that we need to remember, Keith, that we aren't doomed to repeat history? Well, let's go through some things, because I mean, this is still fresh with me. I still remember, as I saw many of y'all post on Facebook, I remember where I was and what I was doing and exactly what took place on September 11th. Do you remember how vulnerable our country was and how ripe we were for an attack on our own soil? Because we were so comfortable thinking no one would try to attack us on our own soil. We had, you know, that bully mentality on the playground. We had our chest poked out and nobody's going to come and mess with us. We have the greatest military in all the world. Nobody has the audacity to step on our soul and attack us. We were comfortable, church, and that was not a good thing. Do we need to remember how devastating the loss really was as we remember the loss of over 3,000 Americans on a single day? 3,000 in a single day. Do we need to remember in those days that follows how the stock market fell and millions of people lost their life savings and how we are still today suffering from economic setbacks due to the attacks on 9/11? Do we need to remember that? I think we do. Also, do we need to remember how patriotism swelled in the hearts of every American in the weeks and months that followed? How once again we placed our hand over our heart, standing at full attention to pledge our sacred flag that waved in the cool autumn breeze. And tears flowed down our faces as we sang our national anthem. Do we need to remember this? Now I have a little side note here, and I'm going to go here for a second. I hope y'all don't mind. I'm a Christian first. Amen? I'm an American second. But listen, young people, please hear me. If I could get away with what I'm getting ready to talk about here in a second without getting arrested, I promise you I'd do it. I don't understand, and I'm sick of seeing this. When I was a child, when I was growing up in school, when the national anthem was played and when the American flag was pledged, we stood at full attention. Nobody looked around. Nobody was playing football. You pledged the flag with all your heart and all your mind. And listen, the only person who is singing the national anthem now is the person who sang it. When I was growing up, everybody sang the national anthem. And the reason why our kids don't know the words is because they don't ever have to sing it. It drives me. Now, I didn't serve our country in the armed forces. My knee kept me out. I wanted to, and I met a good-looking woman, and, you know, she, but anyway, yeah. I am a tremendously patriotic person. It drives me crazy to see people just standing there blowing bubbles when the national anthem's being played. Keith, I want to just smack them upside the head. I still get chills when I see the flag flying in the wind with the national anthem. I mean, I'm sorry, I do. But I just don't get it. Do we need, I mean, where has our patriotism gone? Young people, y'all, especially y'all, I mean, it's like y'all have no, it's just a flag. No, it's not. That's a symbol of who we are. People have died because of that flag. And we need to have more respect for it. We really do. So do we need to remember the patriotism that swelled? Do y'all remember? I don't know how it was in Savannah. I'll never forget. 2 days after 9/11 took place, on the corner of Cherry Road and Constitution, there was a man selling American flags. You couldn't find them anywhere. Nowhere. And this man went to some wholesaler and was selling them for $10 a piece. Do you remember that? And you could not buy them fast enough. Everybody was flying the American flag. What happened to that? Where's it gone? Where's our patriotism? Is it that we need once again to feel the great appreciation for our soldiers, our policemen, our firefighters, our EMS workers that run into harm's way to keep us safe as we're running for safety? Do we need to remember this? Church, what is it that we desperately need to remember? That history does not repeat itself and we don't suffer the same loss in years to come. Does anybody want to go through that again? Anybody? I want to learn. I personally want to learn that I don't do anything to repeat that again. I believe everything that I listed above desperately needs to be remembered, along with what Scripture told us before this tragedy ever came to be about. Scripture's not been silent. It hasn't. It still speaks to us today. The Word of God is living. It's alive today, church. The Word of God's not the problem. The problem is our silence. Our silence. Our continued silence. The thing that the one thing that I think could have made all the difference on 9/11 is this. If America would have had her face turned towards God instead of her back to God. Do you hear me? I think that could have made all the difference in all the world if America would have had her face pointed towards God instead of her back to God. The Old Testament is a historical record of what happens to people who turn their back on God. Church, listen, our greatest form of protection is not the mighty military we have, which we do have a mighty military. That's not our greatest protection. The greatest protection that we can have as a country is the mighty hand of God. We've forgotten this. I don't understand it. We all right now, right here today, need to turn our hearts and lives fully to God. Return ourselves to God, the one true God. Church, we need to remember those who've given their lives that we might live. Amen? We really do. We live callously and comfortably. And you know, we sit in this air-conditioned building, these cushioned pews, and we sing, oh, how we love Jesus. Well, listen, if we truly love Jesus, the expression of our hearts that's in our hearts would come out in several different ways. It really would. We need to remember all those soldiers who have fought for our freedom these past 12 years and thank them with warm handshakes and a hug. And we've got some of them in our congregation this morning. If you've served the past 12 years, especially on foreign soil, please raise your hand. Just let us see you. Look around. Guys, thank you. Thank you. Listen, we need to thank our police officers who put themselves in harm's way every single day that we might be safe. Hey, listen, there have been other attacks that have been, you know, tried since 9/11. But they were found out. Church, we need to thank our EMS workers, our firefighters that rush into buildings and accident scenes while we run in horror. In every city, in every town, there are marble walls and stone monuments with forgotten names of men and women who have given their lives for the lives of others. We need to thank God for how they've allowed us to live free. We do. What can help our country right now more than ever? Our country. Can we all united understand and proclaim our country needs some help? Amen? Amen? I'm tired of the bickering. I'm tired of the, well, you know, it's because the left isn't doing their part. Well, it's because the right, they're not doing their part. Well, it's because the Tea Party is messing everybody up. Listen, we've got problems. And I don't know about y'all, but I think we need to get rid of all the parties and fix the problems. I mean, really, you know, in my house, I don't know how it is in your house, we don't have credit cards. Just don't do it. See, this is a crazy motto, but this is my motto. If I don't have money, I don't spend it. Amen? I think I could fix the government. I don't think you need a lawyer. I think we need to get the president of Walmart to run the country for about 10 years. Hey, really? I think we'd be in a surplus. You don't have it, you don't spend it. Almost $17 trillion in debt. Church, what does our country need right now more than ever? Church, we need to never forget. Always remember in the forefront of our minds, the one who was without sin, yet died for all of us that we might live. That's a big problem in the church. We know it, Bob, conceptually we know it, but we live as if we've forgotten. We stumble and we fall. We fall into sin's pit because, Arlene, we've forgotten. We know, but we haven't learned, Gary. How is it that we can know that Jesus has died for us, but we haven't learned enough to keep ourselves free from sin? I don't understand it. Church, we need to remember the love of God that caused His Son, Christ Jesus, to suffer and die. Church, we live today because someone was willing to suffer. Not only physically in the United States of America, but spiritually. We are alive today because Jesus suffered for us. When we're spiritually alive today because God allowed His Son to suffer. Church, do you remember? Will you never forget that because Jesus died, we now live? One true way you can tell if you've forgotten what Jesus has done for you is by asking yourself, am I content? Am I content in what I'm doing for the Lord? Am I happy in what I'm doing for the Lord? Am I doing enough? Have I done enough? Listen, Jesus never gave us a rubber stamp to sit down and be full, to be done. From the time that we're born and we acknowledge who He is and what He's done in our lives to the time our coffin is down here up front on this remembrance table getting ready to be rolled out to the graveside, we are to serve God all day, every day. No holidays, no vacations. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you are to be a walking, talking billboard for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, that's too much to bear. It wasn't for Him. You see, we know it, but we didn't learn it because we've forgotten it. Church, this world is in a spiritual danger. A danger more dangerous than terrorism. When Christians forget who they are and the price that was paid for them, we're in danger. We have care this Tuesday night. Same time, 7 o'clock. Everybody's invited. You can come and it's for 1 hour. You can write cards to people, encourage them to come to church, encourage them to come to revival. You can go out and visit people for 1 hour. You can make phone calls for 1 hour. You can come in a sanctuary and pray for 1 hour for people. Just 1 hour. Listen, church, this world is in spiritual danger, a danger more dangerous than terrorism. When Christians forget who they are, the price was paid for them, something's going to happen. It's not going to be good. Listen, we ought to be slammed full this Tuesday night. If you'll remember and you'll learn what Jesus has done for you, know the price that was paid for you. You know, I've been here November, November, December, December. December will be 2 years, and there's some of you I've never seen it care. You know really what you're saying without saying it? I don't care. That's sad. A church is about caring for people, about loving people, about being a lighthouse to this community that they might see the love of Jesus. 1 hour, one time a month, that's it. This morning, will you come down to this altar here in a second and admit to what God already knows? Listen, will you come down and pray for those families who lost so much 12 years ago? Today, will you come down and thank the Lord for how He has protected us from another attack and pray that His hand will stay on America in days to come, knowing that we cannot stand without His hand of protection, church. We can't. We can't. We won't. We will not. Will you come down and once again thank God for the sacrifices He personally made that we might be with Him in heaven one day soon? Church, listen. The Scripture this morning shows us that the certain of the Hebrew children had forgotten who they were and who they belonged to and what God had told them to do. Look at your life right now. You personally, look at your life right now. Does your life show evidences that you've forgotten who you belong to? You belong to God. What does your life show you? Let's all stand, heads bowed and eyes closed. Father, we love You. And it's indescribable what You've done for us. God, You give every day to us. There's not a need that we have that You don't supply. And Lord, we thank You for that. God, help us this morning to re-remember who You are. To re-remember, God, what You've done for us. To remember the history of what's taking place that it might not ever happen again. Help us, Lord, to fall on our face before You hopelessly, knowing that we can't do anything without You. In Jesus' name I do pray. With all heads bowed and all eyes closed, do you need to come? Will you?